You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Well, I would say good afternoon the way Johnny Marks would say good afternoon, but then I wouldn't be able to say to myself, Johnny Marks, holla at your boy. Johnny Marks is not here. Yes, you know this voice. I'm Ike Reese. It is the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks is out today, not feeling well on this Tuesday afternoon.
I still got a little cough.
Yeah. And I didn't know what we were going to do. We looked in the bullpen and we said, who do we bring out that could handle being on this show for 4 hours, 2 to 6? Who would be able to handle that? Jack Fritz, did you have any ideas?
I did.
You had a idea.
Yeah, I did.
What did you suggest?
Elliot Shore Parks, exactly who I was thinking
of. Oh, my goodness. Welcome in, ESP, Elliot Shore Parks.
Well,
what's up, man?
I think it's actually what the people wanted, you know, with the little Twitter poll. They said, you know what, 1 hour is not enough. Elliot was so right about the passing game last week. We got to bring him in for four full hours. But no, very excited to be here. Love filling in with you guys, and I'm excited to do it. It'll be a fun show.
We're going to have some fun today, man. You and I, we got a lot of stuff to discuss.
Yes, sir.
And, I promised before the show that we wouldn't do 4 straight hours of just sparring with each other, just back and forth.
Yeah.
I promised we wouldn't do
Frankly, I can only hold my own for like 20 minutes. So for 4 hours, I don't know if that'll be good.
Well, what we'll do is we'll jump in and out of some things that you and I can
happen organically.
Get each other's opinions on and see if we disagree or agree on this football team. Not only this football team, but the baseball team who made a huge, huge free agent signing yesterday with the Phillies when they brought in Trey Turner. 11 years, $300 million.
Nice little payday.
Man, that is a nice little addition before Christmas to get everybody excited. And, you know, we're going to find some, what do they call them, stocking stuffers.
You know, the Phillies thought about that. They're like, you know what? Sign him 2 weeks before.
If they were smart, they should
get his number released real quick.
Exactly. There you go. That makes for a great Christmas gift. So we'll get into that. And at some point, we'll get into that debacle last night that took place down in Houston as our Sixers, you know, didn't take care of business as James Harden made his return last night. And how about this? Last I looked up last night, the Flyers were winning that game. They held on.
Yes, they did, yeah. They beat the Avalanche, who won the Stanley Cup last year. That's a big win.
Best team in the city.
There we go. Listen, see, we cover everything around here.
Maybe Torts will actually be nice to the media now after a win.
Yeah, we're going to get a thought about him, too, because I don't want him to I don't want Torts to heat up too fast. We need him to see it. Simmer for just give us March and April, Torts. Yeah. That's when we need you to set everything ablaze. But let's get back to this football team, Elliot Shore Parks. 11-1 is where they sit right now. And I said to myself, Elliot, forget about where we were in August when we were throwing out our ideas of what we think this season could be like. I was at 12-5, I believe. I think you may have had 10 or 11 wins,
something like that.
I don't think it was that
bad. I was at 10.
Okay, you were at 10. So, obviously, our expectations were sort of measured.
Yeah.
And they have rightfully been increased, our expectations, based on what we've seen from this team. And I can't wait to get your thoughts, but I'm going to tell you mine right now when I look at this team, Elliot. And I can't wait to discuss this with the people today because this could sort of determine, you know, how people view this season when it is all said and done. And hopefully it ends with confetti coming down out in Arizona, the green and white kind, and then we have a parade. Hopefully that's how this season is going to end. I really do believe that's what we're headed for, and quite frankly, it's what I expect. That's right. That's what I said. It's what I expect. It's what I expect. I expect this team to go out and win the Super Bowl, Elliot. That's where I'm at right now. I had 24 hours to think about it. You know, we took so much time building up that game this past week, and I think rightfully so. I think Tennessee has earned the right, earned the respect of most football fans out there. They've been in the playoffs consecutive years. I think they played in the AFC title game, right, against Tennessee a few years ago. Mike Vrabel is a well-respected coach. Now, all of a sudden, because the Eagles beat them and how handily they beat them, I'm supposed to now look at Tennessee as if they aren't a very good football team. You know what? The Eagles made them look like that. And so I'm ready to take on all comers. I don't care if it's Kansas City. I don't care if it's Buffalo. I don't care if it's Cincinnati. It's what I expect this year. This is the best team in football, and barring any major injuries, knock on wood, it would be a tremendous disappointment if this season doesn't end with a Super Bowl victory. That's just where I'm at. It would be a disappointment. And before I let you go, here's why I say it would be a disappointment. You don't get years like this every year. So there's no guarantee when we're getting back to the Super Bowl. There's no guarantee of the scheduling. All these things are going to set up the way that it has. What has contributed to the 2022 Eagles being as good as they are is some timely signings, having a young quarterback on a rookie contract, coming off a year where you're really facing a schedule that isn't as difficult because of the divisions you're facing. AFC South, not very good. As you can see, every team in this division is in the playoff hunt right now. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if that's going to line up for us like this next year or the year after that. So I don't know when we're going to have this opportunity again. San Francisco is injured. Not afraid of Dallas. Number one seed. Got to take advantage of it. Got to take advantage of it. Don't fool yourself into thinking, I'll be okay if we don't win the Super Bowl. Because I'm happy we got Jalen as the quarterback. I'm happy A.J. Brown is here. Yeah, you can also have A.J. Brown and Jalen here for the next 5 years and don't ever get back to the Super Bowl. You can have that. Ask Aaron Rodgers. It's gone a decade without it. Ask Ben Roethlisberger, who never got back to it again. Ask Drew Brees, who never got back to it again. This is our time right now. Anything less than a Super Bowl win, it's a disappointment. And I'm not lowering my expectations or standards because this team has put that type of confidence inside of me in them. That's how well they played. That's how good they appear to be. Why would I accept anything less than a championship?
Yeah, so I think that's well said. But when I think of some of my favorite teams, right, some of the years I remember in Philadelphia sports, it's the 0-1 Sixers. It's frankly your Eagles teams were some of my favorite growing up. Mm-hmm. It's the Phillies teams we just saw that didn't win it. To me, I agree that expectations of what they can accomplish have changed. This team is way better than I thought they were going to be. Jalen is way better than I thought they were going to be. Mm-hmm. But if this season ends and they lose in the NFC Championship game, or if they go to Arizona and they lose, there is no question in my mind this year was a success. And honestly, I think in some ways the year is already a success. If this season ends with this roster, this coaching staff, and knowing you have your quarterback, it doesn't have to be a Super Bowl year for it to be a success. I think sometimes, obviously, winning the championship is the ultimate success. But winning the title does not dictate whether or not the year was a failure or not. You can have remarkable seasons without ending up Super Bowl champions or champion in your respective sports. And when I look at this franchise and where they're at, I think there's absolutely no doubt if they finish with the number one seed, if Jalen has the year he has, potentially winning MVP, which I know we're going to get into, Nick Sirianni in the coach of the year discussion, Howie GM of the year, right? Like all those things. If the ball bounces their way in the title game, or let's say they win one playoff game and then they have a really bad game in the championship game, I can't ignore all that. I can't base the entire year of success on one game because I've seen too many positives from this team. I've seen young players play well. I've seen Jalen take the step we need. And I remember the 2017 Eagles, right? Obviously, clearly one of the best teams, if not the best team in franchise history. They didn't have a quarterback after that, and the next 3 or 4 years were terrible. Now, they got their championship, which is the most important thing. I get that. But ultimately, this season was about finding out if Jalen was the guy. That's what it started with, right? That was the goal. And that's what they've accomplished. They have their franchise quarterback. They have their head coach. Yeah. I know it's hard to get to a Super Bowl, and you're right. I remember when Aaron Rodgers got there 12 years ago. It was, well, he'll be back every year. Yep. Even Mahomes.
First of many.
Yep, Mahomes. Yeah. And look, let's be honest. The 2017 Eagles, right? When they won that Super Bowl.
Oh, new norm.
Everyone around here.
New
was,
norm.
Nobody, nobody was saying, well, they're not going to win one playoff game in the next 5 years. But this team does not have to win the Super Bowl for it to be a success. Their success this year shouldn't change what the expectations were coming into the year. And coming into the year.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
So for me, it doesn't. And it's because when I think about, again, how Jalen's playing and how it just improved, look how loaded this roster is. The roster's not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it is. We're going to get in. Hold on. We're going to get into that. The roster is going somewhere. I don't know what you're talking about. This roster won't be the same next year. There's a lot of players that won't be here next year. And that's another reason why you got to get it done this year. 215-592-9494. We do take calls in the first segment in honor of Johnny Marks not being here.
The Johnny Marks inaugural call.
The memorial?
Yeah.
Prayers are strong.
Yes. In honor of him not being here, we do take calls in the first segment, man. 215-592-9494. Would it be a disappointment to you? And I chose my words carefully there. I didn't say it would be a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying the season would be a failure if they don't win the Super Bowl. It would be a major disappointment. Now, this idea, Jalen's the quarterback moving forward and all this other stuff. Man, please, man.
See what that matters to me. It matters.
Yeah, I know it does.
It matters to me.
Please. You know what matters to us? Another parade.
Yeah.
Another parade. And while it's great that we don't have to worry about the quarterback anymore, you know what we do now, Elliot? We worry about, is the quarterback good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing we do. We go from, okay, he's the guy, to, okay, can he lead us to the Super Bowl and can he win a Super Bowl?
And that, to me, that question is not answered this year. If Jalen doesn't if Jalen doesn't win it this year, I'm not going to sit here and say, you don't know if he can do it. Because I think he's had enough success so far this year and shown enough improvement where those questions come next year, right? He doesn't have a lot of playoff failure yet. Like Dak,
sure.
Dak is at the point, I think, where if the Cowboys keep playing this well, if they're, you know, whatever, the five seed with 13 wins, like, this is a year where Dak has to, they have the expectations to win it all. Their season's a failure if they don't make a Super Bowl or you know.
Sure, because they've had years.
Right, because yeah. The Eagles aren't there yet. The Eagles are probably ahead of the development. I always think back to what Donovan said on your guys' show earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
This team is not built to win right now in that respect, right? They have a second year, essentially a second year quarterback. They have a second year head coach, right?
No, and he's in his third year.
Right, second year as a full-time starter, I should say. Whatever,
when
third
was
year.
When was Donovan at in his third year?
Probably the championship game.
Okay.
And but those years were success. Like the year where you guys went and played the Rams, that year was a success. Now,
yeah.
The next year.
We exceeded expectations.
Right.
No, my only point is that you're saying we shouldn't expect such and such out of Jalen. Quite frankly, we should have beat the Rams in that game if we don't lose Carell Buckholder,
yeah,
Troy doesn't
healthy,
get
yeah.
injured. Yeah, we got lost a couple guys during that game. We were right there neck and neck in that game. Hold on, 215-592-9494. This is what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to forget about the people, Elliot, because you and I will talk all day. We'll be
going back
and forth.
I want to talk to the people, too.
Yeah, we're going to get Mike in here. Mike's in Philly. We want to get him up first. Would this – how did you phrase the question, Jack? How did you phrase the other text question? I know you.
Well, I said, would you be disappointed if they don't win the Super Bowl this year?
There you go. That's exactly how I wanted it, right there.
And I would not be.
Okay, do I need to do the – you know, for this first hour, I'm going to ask you every time I need to read something.
You don't have to do it right now, no.
Okay.
You can take Mike and Philly, yes.
I'm not used to driving the ship here, but I'm here now.
You're doing
now.
A good job, though.
Yes, all right, here we go. Let's get to Mike and Philly. Mike, welcome to the Marks and Reese Show, brother.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on, man.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Ike, man, you did this impassionate thing on special teams. This dude you talking to right now, he can't line up next to you on special teams and run that.
I don't know, man. I'm like the same size as Britt and Covey.
ESP does not stand for Elliott Special Teams Park. No, man. Today, you got to win this year, man. Like, the way the NFL turns over,
yep.
The specialness we got going on right now, and I'm emphasis on special, Elliott, we got to win now.
Yeah, look, the chance to win now is a great one. I agree with you. I think they're the best team of the NFC. But I also can't ignore all the steps
NFL.
Forward they've taken.
Let me help you out. Best team in the NFL.
Yeah, NFC. I think they're the best team in the NFC. I agree with that. They should make the Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, I can't ignore the steps forward that Jalen took. I can't ignore the fact they acquired A.J. Brown, that Devontae's taken a step forward. There's been so much positive on this team. Gannon's one of the best coordinators in the league. Sirianni might win. All of those are positives. I can't have all that go away if, you know, they get bounced in the championship game.
Elliott, you this your show. I get it. But, man, right now you're talking like a dude that just want to get on the field. Hey, look, you got to run down there and make the tackle every day.
Elliott.
And with this team right now, we have a chance to do something great, which is go
That's
out
right.
there and make the tackle. Make the
but why do they have a chance to do something great?
Why do we? Because it's a great team.
Yes, and that's why it's a successful year. That's the thing I'm saying. Coming into the year, what was their over under? 9.5, 10? Like, they have exceeded expectations. So you're right, Mike. They do have a chance to do something great. And that's because it's been a successful year. Because they have.
But we should expect the Super Bowl. You should expect the Super Bowl right now.
I don't think that's a – I don't think you can call the year – look, I get the emotional disappointment. But if they – and once that passes, if they do get knocked out, I think all Eagles fans should be happy with where this team is headed.
Yeah, we are happy. We can say that today. I can sit here and say that today. And listen, again, knock on wood, nothing catastrophic happens around here. But, yeah, I think every Eagles fan should be excited about the future. We have a lot of young parts on the team. The offense is going to remain intact. You know, your biggest losses this offseason will probably be Jason Kelce on the offensive side of the ball.
Probably.
And Miles Sanders, maybe. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'll get on my campaign for Booby Miles in the offseason to see if I can get him re-signed here for a reduced price.
We got the Eagles special teams to play hard on Sunday, so maybe this could work, too.
The thing I keep thinking with Miles is I think Miles will want to be here, and I don't think he's going to get paid as much as people think. I know he's having a good year, but running backs just don't get paid. So I think he could be back. But I also – I think back
he's
to –
not, he's not breaking the bank now. We agree on that. Yeah, but if he's looking to break the bank somewhere, he's going to have to go to another team.
I think back to doing the draft night show with you at the Link, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't traded for AJ yet. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying to you, like, when is this team going to get weapons? When's this team be able to score? When's all the special players coming?
Right.
Think about that compared to now. Like, think of how far they've come. Think of how different they are. That's why it's a successful year to me. This team is set up to succeed. This team has shown they can build. They have their quarterback.
But that is already done, though, Elliot. That's already – like, you don't get to – like, you don't get to just shop for the groceries, and I look at the groceries, and you're like, yeah, I did my job. No, you have to actually prepare the meal.
Well, I can't cook, so.
Well, I'm just saying the meal is the Super Bowl. Right? And how it tastes at the end. You don't, like, just buying the grocery. Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, they brought in AJ. They brought in these guys. That's great. Right. And they put together a good team. Now we have to finish it off. Because that's just like saying it doesn't matter if they win a Super Bowl next year or the year after that. We got these guys for the next 5 years. So as long as they win one within 5 years, we should be okay.
But
there's no guarantee they're going to win it within 5 years.
But I also think winning a championship, there's so much luck involved in that, right? Like, so many things went right for the 2017 Eagles, right? Like, the Keanu Neal bounce, like, all types of things. I can't diminish the improvement and how good this team has been if the ball bounces their way in the playoffs. Like, yeah, of course, I get the disappointment. I understand what you're saying with that. But I can't then look and say this year was a disappointment.
Okay. Well, listen, I already know the fans totally agree with me on this because, I mean, quite frankly, who the hell does not want a Super Bowl? And I need to bring in the number one Marks and Reese caller to set this thing straight and to really get us pointed in the right direction. Let's get Chuck Mountaire up here. Chuck, what's up, brother?
Oh, Ike, you so kind, man. I appreciate you. Punk.
What up, Chuck, man?
Welcome to the Johnny Marks and Ike Reese show. Hey, listen, here we go, right?
Who's
You're
Jack Fritz?
You're wrong. You're
Why am I wrong?
Because I'm agreeing with Ike. I'm siding with Ike with this. You see how he introduced
me,
right?
You know, mm-hmm.
No, listen. Here's the thing, man. You got to strike while the iron is hot. There's no such thing as waiting, ESP. We're not waiting here 5 years, 4 years. No guarantee we'll be in any type of contention. You know, Jalen, you know, God forbid, and get hurt, whatever the case may be. We've seen this already, man. We hot right now. You know, this ain't basketball where the same teams make it every year. Football flip, man. And we got an opportunity to win a championship right now, and the details matter. Just look at the Phillies, right? The Phillies made the World Series. Nobody expected it. But you can tell me that Jack was less disappointed because he didn't expect them to get there. Once they got there,
he was mad.
Them, expect them to win. You know what I'm saying?
He was still hurting up until 2 days ago. Are you kidding me?
But I also know this. I also know I look at Jack, and he's always been a Phillies fan. But I can tell he's more excited going into next season than he was because of that playoff run. Because he sees the team is better. He sees all the players on the team, right? Like, so I get what you're saying, Chuck. You got to strike when the iron's hot. But you can't tell me you don't feel better about this team now than you did at the end of last season. Me and you were in the same boat in a lot of ways, right? Like, is Jalen the guy? Can this team pass the ball? We got those answers. We saw against the Titans they can pass the ball. They got stud receivers. They got a great head coach. So, of course, you have to strike while the iron's hot. But you can't tell me this year hasn't been a success and that this offseason you won't feel better about the team going into 2023, even if they don't win it.
But, ESP, listen, here's the thing, right? Why can't we have all those things with the Lombardi right next to us as well?
Well, that would be the ideal outcome.
Exactly.
But I don't think we should base the entire season off of that one game.
We're not. But listen. But here's the thing. We're in position. If we weren't in position, we're the number one seed in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
not the NFC, in the NFL. You know what I mean? If we mm-hmm. if we went to the Super Bowl and it wasn't a neutral site, we'd be playing it head.
Yep.
That's we got the best record in the NFL. And you telling me that we can't have all those things, Jalen, Nick Sirianni, up-and-coming coach, the defense, you love Jonathan Gannon, you know, he Jonathan Gannon, we can't have all those
yeah.
things.
He's a great coordinator, know, I agree.
With the Lombardi Trophy this year. And we can still have those things going forward. It's not like they're going to take it away from us because we won a Super Bowl. What I'm saying is this. The season would be successful. But now that we're at this point, I don't think it would be as successful. It could be more successful. There's more work that could be done.
But let's keep this in mind, Chuck, real quick.
Right now.
Real quick, Chuck. Like, this team's never won a division. It's never won a playoff game, right? Like, there are still boxes this team has to check before we say the top box has to be checked.
But ESP, why do you have to check those boxes? What book says that you have to – what manual says you have to go through that in order to win a championship? Why can't we skip all that to win a championship? Joe Burrow last year and Ja'Marr Chase ain't never win nothing, but they went to the Super Bowl.
And was their year a success?
They close to winning it.
Was their year
so
a success?
Why do you have to check those black boxes?
But let me ask you this, Chuck. Was the Bengals season a success last year? Was the Bengals season a success?
The Bengals season was a hell of a success.
Okay, and they didn't win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying, because they got a quarterback that showed they could go there.
They didn't have to check those boxes to get to that point to win a Super Bowl.
I'm not saying you have to check it.
And appreciate it, Chuck. But the other thing is also the Bengals went into the playoffs as a 10-7 team that won their division and then went on a run unexpectedly. The Eagles, that's why it's different with the Eagles, man. If we were in a year, say, take the 2018 season, where Nick came back in and we lost to the Saints.
Yep, double joint. Yeah.
That's a different season to me compared to getting off to an 11-1 start, having the number one seed, home field advantage, and not winning. So the fact that the Eagles now are sitting at 11-1 with the number one seed, my expectations have raised. You couldn't raise the Bengals' expectations at that point. At this point last year, the Bengals would be happy just getting in the playoffs. And if our record was the same as the Bengals at this point last year, we would just be happy getting in. But at 11-1, I have to expect a Super Bowl from this team, especially the way that they're playing right now. Coming off of this win, the path to the championship. You mean to tell me all I got to do is worry about the stinking Cowboys? I don't even have to worry about the Niners anymore. The Cowboys is the only team I have to worry about, and they have to come here? Yeah, we got to take care of business there. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but I look at the AFC, and I'm telling you, the Bills don't scare me and the Chiefs don't scare me. So I'm no longer playing the inferior opponent role against the AFC. I'm just not. This isn't about the quarterback ranking. This is about an entire team. Offense, defense, and, yes, our newly found special teams.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, those teams have shown they can do things the Eagles can't.
Yes, we got a punt returner now and everything, man. It's starting.
Hey, man, he's the eighth best punt returner in the league.
That's right. Listen, I'm with you. I'm not.
Another great Howie pickup.
Yeah, the team is getting stronger as we get to the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, we'll continue this. We'll get into all your phone calls on this particular matter when we come back on the other side. Listen, would you be disappointed if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl this season? I say absolutely. It is a disappointment. Elliot is saying it's already been a success. What are your expectations currently? Get in now, 215-592-9494.